It's that time on Friday when we wonder aloud about what makes some people tick or decide to share dumb thoughts or just be a flat-out D-bag. It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. But we reveal the trio of nominees not now. First, we bring in the landlord to open it up.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
More obnoxious laugh, Magic or A-Rod?
Oh, A-Rod's is horrible.
All right.
Magic's, like, makes you laugh.
That's true. That one makes me cringe. That's a good point.
It's a painful bad laugh.
There's about as much sincerity in there as well. There's not. Soon-to-be ex-New York Met manager, Mickey Callaway. How much of a dunderhead do you have to be to have to hold two different press sessions to issue one apology? Well, when you reveal you're from the Knuckle Dragger Patrol, I'm guessing pretty big. So the initial problem was his completely misinterpreting a comment from a respected reporter, Tim Healy of Newsday, dropped a couple of F-bombs, wanted Healy removed from the room, also got his picture inflamed somewhat. Then he tried to pass it off as a misunderstanding. And then he cited the late ingrate, Billy Martin. He's like, well, he punched a reporter, so this isn't a big deal. Apology grade F. So then once the idiocy was revealed, they had to get everybody back in the room, and he apologized. But again, not 100%. I regret the distraction it's caused the team. I'm not proud of the distraction. And what I said to Tim, well, leave out the first part. It's just like on and on. It's just, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Shake hands, move on. Nope, got to have all kind of qualifiers. What a picklehead. Next up, this is kind of obscure and anonymous, but the ding-dongs who paid for the two We Love Kawhi billboards in Southern California. Now, I don't tell people how to spend their money, but I can certainly make fun of you when you do it in an idiotic way. It's just such a waste, and you are so self-absorbed, you don't realize what a kind of a clown move it is. Excuse me. So, on I-5, in a place called Downey, about 10 miles from Staples, one sign was a California license replica with Kawhi written on it with the hashtag Clipper Nation. The other said King of SoCal with the hashtag Kawhi2LAC. And for those who wonder, that's the LA Clippers, not the Chargers. The Clippers told ESPN they had nothing to do with the billboards of waste. So, gonna need some documented evidence here. Has any free agent in any sport ever said, you know, I reviewed all my options, location, money, tax laws, circumstance, opportunity to regularly contend for a title, but I decided, you know what? Some self-righteous knucklehead bought a billboard. I'm guessing I should go there. I'm also guessing that would be a no. Lastly, Kansas City radio dipwad Kevin Kitzman. He's the charming gent who, in discussing the Chiefs' suspended wide receiver Tyreek Hill, decided, well, it's okay to expand my net of criticism and incorporate Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. Some of his targeted commentary could very well have been accurate, that Reid is maybe not great at fixing people, he's not a great disciplinarian, and his strong point is designing football plays. But then he got into the classless gutter. He added, you know, Andy's had a lot of things go bad on him, his family, and his players. And then he said, it did not go well in his family life. And it's like, wow. Reid and his wife lost a son, Garrett, 7 years ago at age 29 to a heroin overdose. Then Kitzman said, I didn't mean Reed's son, and I never mentioned him by name, but it's like, but you were talking about his family, and what other conclusion could have even remotely or possibly been drawn? You know, he's an owner of the station, so he hasn't been fired, but he has been suspended. And this whole, I didn't mean it, it's like, literally, there is nothing else you could have possibly meant. So, D-bag. D-bag. All right, I'm going to designate that dude. He gets the W. Raise the cubby flag for him. And with that thought in mind, let's bring Laughing Charlie back out and close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
All right.